This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Polarizing players in the Bay Area. Jimmy Garoppolo was as polarizing as I've ever seen. Ever.
There was so much baked into the Jimmy Garoppolo thing.
But okay, it's similar to Brock.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I think Brock is better than Jimmy.
But I don't think Brock is as polarizing as Jimmy.
I do, actually.
Really?
Yeah, quietly, though. We're afraid to say it out loud.
See, I think Jimmy Garoppolo, like, the way it all started and the team was just miserable and it was depressing and, like, the firestorm that came when him winning all those games towards the end, he gets paid. He starts going on dates with porn stars named Kiara Mia. Like, there was a lot baked into the gym. He was handsome. He backed up Tom Brady. Yeah, he won Super Bowls there.
The way we talked about him, though, Joe, was two extremes. He sucks.
It didn't start that way, though.
I know, but it was he sucks. Or he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. It felt like there was no
in between
middle ground.
Yeah.
A happy medium. When I think most people were like, he's solid, good player, not right. one of the best in the league, certainly not one of the worst.
Yeah.
But we thought he was good. You know, Brandon Belt was extremely polarizing.
For a guy that doesn't say a whole hell of a lot, kind of similar to Jimmy Garoppolo, who like they don't say anything. These guys that are so polarizing and they're just such nothing burgers when it comes to quotes are so funny to me.
Like if you ask a Brandon Belt fan in the heart of the Brandon Belt Wars, yeah. they were ready to go to like to go to war. He's as good as Goldschmidt. Yeah,
I remember you guys arguing about JT Snow versus Brandon Belt, yelling at each other.
It's not even close. JT's the better player.
Well, that's Dave Fleming at 8:30.
I also acknowledge he doesn't suck. He's an above average starting first baseman, right? Yeah. But everybody talk about it. He's terrible. He's not even a starter. Blah blah blah. It's wild. Brings me to Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh,
Jonathan Kuminga. On a possession by possession account, we are literally debating amongst friend chats, social media, amongst each other on the couch. Is he good? Is he great? What? Is he awful?
I was out yesterday. Obviously, the Warriors had a very strange game, by the way. They have a big lead. They blow it. They get down double digits. Then they come back and win by double digits. A very odd tone to the game. Obviously, Steph not there. The fourth game back that Jonathan Kuminga's here, okay? It was game number four since returning.
Yeah, but he's very polarizing.
He's very what was the tone? I'm just curious yesterday. It was a huge win.
Oh, people are excited, but I think we're waiting. Okay, again, because of Jonathan Kuminga.
Were there a lot of calls I'm asking about JK?
He's a lightning rod. Some people think, hey, this guy has star potential, right? Superstar potential. He's the guy that you give the baton to. That's a little strong for me right now. And then other people, he's not an NBA player that deserves $30 million a year. He sucks. There's a happy medium. I think he's a solid player. He's ascending. I think he's young. I think the team that he's come back to is clearly not the exact same team that he left 2 months ago. They've changed. I think his role has changed. I think he's been up and down in terms of production. I do think he's a solid rotation piece with opportunities to maybe be a high-impact starter. I don't know if he'll ever be an all-star. Like, to be an all-star is really hard.
It's very difficult.
It's really hard in the NBA. I think we throw that around. I don't know. We'll see. But I don't think he sucks. And I think he's extremely useful. But you bring up the name Jonathan Kuminga, you get wildly different opinions. Okay, very few people are giving you the happy medium like a Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, he's a solid player. We really need him. He's good. He's not the best. He's not the worst. He's good. He has a lot of potential. What is it about Kuminga that makes him so darn polarizing?
Every single team has to have a built-in scapegoat. I truly believe this with any fan base. It doesn't matter. Give me any team. There's going to be a player that can't get any blame, and there's going to be a player that gets all the blame, no matter what. Steph is never going to get blamed.
Sure.
And he had a bad game the other day against the Nuggets.
It was really bad.
You know, Jimmy Butler, I think, has done so well with this team. They've only lost once when he plays, or twice now. What is that what it is? He's not going to get blamed. Like, Jimmy could do no wrong. At this point, Jimmy could do no wrong.
Why do we have to do the blame game?
Draymond, at times, and then more often lately, he's not going to get blamed.
Draymond critic would acknowledge, he's really good on defense.
He's got the built-up equity, is what I'm saying, Joe Shasky. And that matters to these, like certain icons and brands. Like, it could never have been Kobe's fault. It could never have been Mike's fault. Like, you got to find someone, and it's easy to gravitate towards the younger players that haven't been established, that haven't proven their worth in the playoffs. So you know what? It's easier for me to poke and push down that guy because you know what? He hasn't shown me yet that he's capable of doing it. Albeit, the first half of the season, he was your team's second best scorer. When the team wasn't, very good and they were mired and they were up and down. And I do think there is this preconceived notion about the attitude of a Jonathan Kuminga. And I think
What do you mean?
Well, a couple years ago, Joe Shasky, I think a lot of people, he still rubs people the wrong way because of him voicing his frustrations in that playoff series going up against the Los Angeles Lakers when he was going to CJ Holmes, the San Francisco Chronicle. You know, we saw all the reports from Sham Sharani of ESPN where he was saying, oh, Kuminga's camp, he's frustrated with Steve Kerr. You know, we had that graphic early on the season. Remember, it was benched. It was all in big guy. He was like, bench.
But wasn't he polarizing even before that? Not that, but I agree.
But it's heightened even more since the last couple seasons where you've kind of pigeonholed yourself into it's Steph, and then we need Jonathan Kuminga to start stepping up because they didn't get Lowry Markkanen. They didn't get Paul George.
Yeah, but he did step up. He was good. But like
he was good, but the team wasn't doing very well. Like, so like it was kind of, I think a lot of fans were having a hard time rationalizing Jonathan Kuminga, you know, being the team's second best scorer, but it wasn't translating to a lot of wins.
Is it because he represents maybe not a threat, but like, hey, this guy is supposed to prolong Steph's career and he's not good enough yet. And what he represents is them not moving picks to help Steph more now.
Correct. I think a lot of people are waiting for Jonathan Kuminga to be that next big piece to a championship run. And I just have to caution them and say, listen, he's not going to be the first reason or second reason you're going to win a title. If anything,
but did you think about that about Wiggins?
No, I didn't.
I didn't.
But at the same time, he was an all-star that season. He proved himself to be an all-star caliber player.
But at 22 years old, I don't think he should be the second best player on this
team. No, I don't either.
And just like Jordan Poole wasn't the second best player on the 2022 championship, though at times he could play like their second best player.
But when I have an Anthony Slater, who you respect, I respect, the fan base respects, who covers the team for The Athletic and for 95.7 The Game, he joined you and Evan yesterday. Hell of an interview. If you missed any of it, find it on YouTube or the free Odyssey app. Anthony Slater, he's telling us in the fan base that, you know what? You're going to need Jonathan Kuminga if you want to beat Oklahoma City.
Draymond said it. Draymond came out and said,
so that's why
we need this guy.
That's why people are frustrated, and that's why it's polarizing, because you keep telling us we need this guy, and I agree, you need this guy. Well, 2 of 10 is not going to get it done.
Yeah, but he's not playing. Okay, but he's not playing 40 minutes a game, and he's
playing.
You're
asking me why he's polarizing. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, like, I hear you. He's also not starting. He's coming off the bench. He's playing with guys that don't pass well. Like, the combinations that he's playing alongside, like, there's no nuance with him. And I just don't understand why every possession should not be a referendum on whether you're good or not. It felt like we did this. Every Brandon Belt at bat was a referendum on, see, he sucks. See, he's good.
Yeah, but
right? The same thing with Jimmy G. Every touchdown, told you he's good. Every pick, same old Jimmy. Like, there are some guys, I don't know what it is.
Let's keep it to basketball.
Okay.
Because, and it's going to be hard.
Did we do it with Jordan Poole?
That's exactly who I was going to bring up. Well, I feel like we did do this
to Jordan Poole. But not early on.
No, but it was after the Draymond punch. So maybe that's baked into it. Maybe that's a little unfair.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No, we definitely did.
Did we do it with Klay Thompson?
Last year we did. Last year we had a lot of...
And he had way more equity than Jonathan's ever.
A lot of it. No, absolutely.
So what about body language? Body language?
Body language matters a lot.
I don't think his body language is that bad.
I don't either. I think he smiles a lot. I think he's a happy-go-lucky guy. I think, actually, quietly, the way he's been speaking to the media recently, he's been very eloquent in what he's had to say. I think he's matured a lot. The way I've just heard him speaking about Jimmy Butler and reacquisitioning to the team and just talking about the leadership on this team and being a head-down guy and just staying narrowly focused. I've been very impressed with JK and just what I've heard from his snippets talking to the media.
Is it the money? Because I do believe with Jordan Poole, the day he signed the money...
Yeah, that's part of it.
And I think, like, the talk about him rejecting the $30 million conversation, whether real or not, I think for a segment of fans, like, oh, he's not worth $30 million.
Same with Ayuk, right?
Yeah. Wow, that's a really good
Ayuk,
one.
Ayuk, Jordan Poole.
That's a really good one.
And he hasn't even signed the money with Jonathan Kuminga. It's just where you're getting these numbers floating
out.
How's
that fair?
It's not. Like, these guys, like he's going to get paid. Like, yeah, whether by the Warriors or not, like, he's going to get paid.
I just don't understand, like, why... Because if we just said, I want to hear from the audience. 888-957.
What is it? Why is he polarizing? 888-957-9570.
Because the flashes of brilliance to me are the enticing things that keep me going, like, dude, like, we just got to stay patient. Development's not linear. Like, but again, I also understand, like, me saying flashes of brilliance doesn't mean like, oh, he's an old time. He has potential to be Giannis. I'm not that absurd. I'm saying, like, this guy can be the third or fourth best player on this team this year if they want to win a championship. That's a great accomplishment.
I think so, too.
That's a hell of a basketball player.
Willen Marin wants to join in the conversation on what makes Jonathan Kuminga so polarizing to the fan base. 888-957-9570. What's up, Will? You're on with Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I think it kind of brings up a point that you brought about Brandon Belt. Misled hype around players makes them polarizing. And this is why. Because when Buster Posey came up, you know, he was supposed to be this two-way talent guy, and he answered the nod. And then I remember, and I know you remember this, Joe, was that Brandon Belt was honestly supposed to be better. He was supposed to be like J.T. Snow with the glove, and he was going to end the drought of balls not reaching McCovey Cove. But he never answered that. So it made Brandon Belt very polarizing, because there were times in the league where he would look very good, and you'd be like, okay, he turned the leaf. And it's like, no, he's still struggling with the inside fastball. So what I'm alluding to is I think the same thing happens with Jonathan Kuminga, and you brought this up on the show, I think it was yesterday or the day before, Shafi, is that a lot of the times the Warriors don't have the patience with the youngsters going through growing pains, yes. So they don't allow them to learn and get better during the fire. So when you have Jonathan Kuminga, when he first comes back and he's cutting to the basket, he's slamming, you're like, oh my God, all right, he's chill, Butler's in the house, he is learning on the sidelines, he does have a higher IQ, blah, 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 blah. He's great, right? But then it just seems like when he has a bad game, it's just like, oh, well, he wasn't consistent enough, or, you know, he didn't do the same thing over and over again. I just feel like in sports these days with young talent and the new toys that everyone's so surprised about is that they forget about growing pains, and they forget that at the professional level that consistency is very difficult for someone that's young. I mean, people still forget that Jonathan Kuminga is in like his younger 20s and you want to like already give up on him on one of the most difficult games to play. It's like, just let the guy grow. I think they need to let him like play through his pains more. So what makes him polarizing is there was a ton of hype around him coming up. He does show flashes of brilliance, and you're right, he's probably not going to end up this like legitimate, like, you know, like stalwart all-star, but I think he could be an amazing player, and who's not to say he couldn't become that, but I just think that they have to let him grow more, let him play through his tough times. And that's honestly what makes him polarizing. It's not Kuminga. It was false hype that's around him, or lack of him giving inconsistency and letting him grow through the pains and the fire.
It's a good point. No, it's a good point. And I'm sure there's other opinions, but like I go back to the old Warriors, right? Joe Smith, ACC player of the year. It was like, no, he's not the guy to pick. They took him. And he actually had a great rookie year. And he just never lived up to the hype. The hype thing is real. I agree with him there. The other guy that I'm going to bring up is Mike Dunleavy. Mike Dunleavy, when he was drafted, we were supposed to get Yao Ming. That was the number one pick that year. We were awful. Dunleavy had a great tournament and a couple of final games. And the number one pick was Yao. The number two pick was Jason Williams. I think people forget Jason Williams was very coveted coming out of Duke. And he had the horrible car accident, motorcycle accident.
Jay Williams.
Yeah, what did I say, Jason?
He said Jason Williams.
Jay, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, Jay Williams different, but you see him on ESPN. He's a college basketball. But yeah, you're right. He was supposed to be that guy, and then he got hurt.
The hype around Dunleavy was unfair. Like, and I'm going back to like how I felt. You know what I mean? Like, Jay Rich didn't have the hype of Dunleavy, and he put in a lot of work and everything. And he was always a beloved guy. Dunleavy never got over on the audience.
Never.
It just never at
like
any
you're
point.
Going to WWE. Never
yes,
got over
he
on,
never yeah. did. And there's a part of JK where I feel like the half the crowd is just, they're just waiting for him to explode. And the other half of the crowd is just waiting on
fail.
The very next mistake.
Yeah.
It's wild to me.
And
he wasn't the second or third pick. He was the seventh pick.
It was wild to me.
Right?
He was a top 10 pick. And again, it's not all the same, right? Because in a top 10 pick in football is not the same as a top 10 pick in basketball. Like a lottery pick, like the first couple of them is usually the cream of the crop. And then if you got 5, 6, 7, it's like
maybe.
There's tiers. Maybe it works, right? But having said that, being a victim of your own draft stock or where you were selected in the draft is a real thing, because we see in the NFL all the time, Trey Lance is always going to be labeled a bust because he was a top three pick.
And what they traded for him.
Correct.
And the team that he inherited.
Yep.
And that coach, with all his cachet, hand-selected him.
Yep.
To replace a very polarizing player.
And you know what? Maybe things were different if he hadn't gotten hurt. There's always a trickle-down effect of everything when it comes to that. Now, it's similarly with James Wiseman, right? James Wiseman, we're never going to know. He was, you know, the number two overall pick. Number two overall pick. Like, maybe if he doesn't hurt his meniscus, everything's different.
Know.
Yeah, exactly. You never know.
I don't know.
But with Jonathan Kuminga, you know, you did win a title. In the James Wiseman pick, it didn't end up working. But you always have that title look back on it. Now, you would have liked to have a player of that caliber still to be with this team. And maybe it changes everything. But it was weird watching the game, even though I was kind of feeling like I was as sick as a dog and I was watching the game and I was on social. I was like, what? Everyone's just like, the timeline's like going nuts on Kuminga right now. I was like, that wasn't even on my mindset. Like, it just was. I was like, okay, he's struggling. Like, this is his fourth game back, but like, are we really going to do this? Are we really just going to be crushing this guy every single game if he's not? They won the game by double digits. Like, I was more interested in what Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green was doing, but for some reason, we always have to harp on a single player that's not doing what he's supposed to do. Kind of like the offensive line in football, right? Like the team might be winning, but it's just, oh, the right tackle whiffed on there. Oh, I don't know.
But it's not the NFL. Like the NFL, you have 3 years of college, and so it's more plug and play. The NBA.
And we knew he was raw, though, heading into the league.
He was 18 years old coming out of the G League.
See, I'm actually going to do this comp instead. It's kind of what's driving me nuts with what's going on with Anthony Richardson and the Indianapolis Colts. You knew this guy was a project. You drafted him in the top five, and then he gets hurt. His rookie in the second or third game, whatever it was with the Colts, has to basically redshirt his entire rookie season. So he's basically a rookie last year, if you want to bake all that into it. He has some ups and downs, a lot of downs, and then you pivot off him after, what, halfway through the season to go to 40-year-old Joe Flacco? When you knew all along he was a project, he should have been going through the growing pains. Like, no one's expecting the Indianapolis Colts to be a real contender last year. Like, you need to be, you know, seasoning this quarterback and getting him these live game reps, this guy that you all considered a project, and you can't live with the downs, so you pivot to 40-year-old Joe Flacco for God knows why. He stinks. He turns back into a pumpkin. Then you go back to your rookie, who actually wins you a game in Foxborough and has a great comeback win, and you get some positive momentum. And then what do this season? You bring in Daniel Jones and you say it's an open competition. So you're just setting yourself up to fail if you're Shane Steichen and co. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's not that level, but it reminds me of that. Like, when it reminds me of the whole Anthony Richardson thing where you knew he's a project, but your only thing you're going to be doing is going through the growing pains of a player. And that's what you're going to need to be doing with Jonathan Kuminga, albeit there's actually expectations now. So fans are getting upset because there are quote-unquote championship expectations with Jimmy, with Draymond, and obviously with Stephen Curry. You got Steve Kerr, who's won four titles as a head coach. So any single mistake is going to get heightened because fans are thinking this is a championship window now, Joe Shasky. So any mistake he moves, all right, well, I mean, we've got to yank him. This is a championship team. We can't be living with these mistakes. I would caution that to say, instead of tearing this guy down, you're going to want to be building him up going forward because you're going to need him having a positive mental outlook come playoff time. I say all that to say, I've said a lot and I've thrown a lot at your plate, Joe Shasky. I'm just saying all of this, just give him some time to get back involved with this team. He hasn't had a month or two like some of these other players have had to play with Jimmy Butler. And they've barely even played together as it is. They've been staggering the minutes with those guys because they're trying to ease him back in. Can we just give him some breathing room? Can we do that?
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.